said there'd be days like this. Woke up before dawn and stepped into the shower. Water was lukewarm, even turned to full hot. The dawn, the fog rolled in. Checked the water heater, no pilot. Got a cup of Joe, checked the email. My old man said a joke comparing Hillary to Trump. Trump was the good guy. Hillary was stealing our hard-earned dollars. Ha ha. Investigated water heater failures on YouTube. A couple of possibilities, both requiring some dismantling and parts replacement on a 10-year-old extremely noisy heater. Got a phone call from a construction manager for the new YMCA building I'd volunteered to donate glass to. My last contact, I'd asked for some changes in the window system to facilitate my installation. Never heard back. Now it seems they've neglected that. Doesn't matter. Wrong location anyway. Screw it. I got a water heater to deal with. Call some places to see if they have propane heaters in stock. No. Not going to be my day. The knee I hyperextended 2 days ago is killing me. I've got to put going off to the dock. Rash that appeared 10 days ago is still red and ugly. What the hell is it? MRSA? The heater won't drain its 40 gallons. I took the last one down the stairs, fully loaded, about 400 or 500 pounds. Lost control with the dolly and laid it down on myself, so we both went bumping step to step. I don't really want to reprise that. Back to YouTube. A man from cyberspace suggests a wire to clear the drain valve. After 10 minutes, I get a puny dribble. Maybe a quart in half an hour. 40 gallons, figure about, 80 hours to drain. Try YouTube again. Another Yahoo suggests opening the overflow relief valve. Bingo. Got a heater located down in Arlington, 30 miles. Great. The heater, when I get there, is an electric. Will I drive 25 miles north to get the right one? Oh, yeah, sure. You betcha. I get the right one. I think I got the right one. Tomorrow I'll try to install it. Ha ha. Tonight we got the GOP debates. I know. I want to cry too.